nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, taketh birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The Lord's descent from his transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who understands the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage, and therefore he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalists and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahmajyoti of the Lord, is only partial, and there is the risk of returning to this material world. But the devotees, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction, although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers. As stated in the Vedas, Purusha Bodhini Upanishad. It's not a shloka, it's a Upanishad. Eko deva nitya lila nurakto bhakta vyapi hrityantaratma. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms in relationships with his unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attains the highest perfectional stage of liberation. Simply by accepting this truth on faith, one can, without a doubt, attain liberation. The Vedic version, Tattvam Asi, is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, "You are the Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead." Please let us say this. You are the Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead. Such a person is certainly liberated instantly. Do you feel something? Maybe your own inacquaintances, how do you say? The Agni Mangal, the own legs, because you don't feel liberated. And consequently, his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection. This is confirmed in the following Vedic assertion. Tameva vidvati mrityumeti nanya panta vidyate janaya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death Simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is no other way to achieve this perfection. Svetashvatara Upanishad 3.8. That there is no alternative means that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance, and consequently he will not attain salvation simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey, or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume very important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed-up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvashesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Siva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, I want to bring your attention to this wonderful shloka of Bhagavad Gita. But before doing it, I really must clarify this language situation. It is so, I'm accustomed to speak, and I must be sure that everyone understands from the language. May I just ask, wer von euch hat als Muttersprache Deutsch? Als Muttersprache. Das heißt, die Mutter hat zu euch in Deutsch gesprochen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Du hast in Schweizerisch hat die Mutter gesprochen. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Das muss man, 23. Und der Kleine auch. 24. Der kann noch nicht viel. So. Who of you has a mother tongue English? Eins. Nee, die Mutter hat nicht in Englisch zu dir gesprochen, oder, Hansa? Ein bisschen. Sorry, hat sie manchmal gesagt, oder? Ja? Nicht mal das. Okay. Also nochmal, please, who of you? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Nee, du nicht. Du bist Italianin, Ninski oder so. So. Jetzt müssen die Übersetzer mal fragen. Mother tongue is Serbski or Jugoslowenski? Yes. Maika. Language key. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, oh, 13, 14, 15, 16. In Polnisch? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Also nach dieser Umfrage wäre es das Logischste, according to this, dass ich in Deutsch spreche und die Übersetzungen dann alle in die jeweilige Sprache stattfinden. Ist es nicht so? Keine Übersetzung. Kannst du von Deutsch ins Serbski übersetzen? Ja. Ach so, und dann gibt es wieder so ein paar, die können eben als Muttersprache diese Serbski-Sprache und dann können sie aber Englisch. Richtig, das ist der ganze Punkt. Ja, und so viele Deutsche, richtig, richtig. Und so viele Deutschsprachige können Englisch. Also sind wir in der gleichen Misere gefangen und bleiben da erstmal drin. Punkt. Alright, so thank you. I needed just to see this point and to feel confident to address you this evening in the English language. We all know you had a long festival behind you and you are a little exhausted. Or am I the only person who feels like this? Anyways, I do have some very important philosophical points today to present to you, and I just humbly would request all of you to give me a patient hearing. It is easy for the speaker to address the audience once he is assured that the audience wants to hear, and even it's still easier if the speaker knows that the audience wants to apply the things which are heard. So please try to help me have mercy on a sleepless sannyasi. Again we will hear the verse. Janma karma chame divyang evang yo veti tatvata tyaktvaryang punarjanma Naiti mangeti sarajuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This movement for Krishna consciousness has been called by Srila Prabhupada the Back to Godhead movement. We are all sitting here today because this is an interest which brought us to Krishna consciousness. I still remember to this day how once in Heidelberg I was sitting on the and writing letters. The door flew open and a devotee threw himself into the room. I looked. The devotee paid his full obeisances and said, please help me to go back home, back to Godhead. Please liberate me from material existence. And I was so overwhelmed. I just thought, well, he seems to be a very serious personality. All of us fall into this category. We all want to go to Krishna. That's why we are so interested in Krishna consciousness. Medyutva or medyutim, but, that's a big but. After trying for some time, the devotee begins to think again about this, the possibility of going back home. Like our Astarada Prabhu explained this morning, that there are two types of faith. One is the faith which is there in the very beginning, adoshraddha, the beginning is faith. And the second type of faith, which is required, is the faith which is nishta. It is steady. It becomes unshaken by doubts. So a devotee in Krishna consciousness will have to attain that platform. He will have to be convinced that it is possible to go back home, back to Godhead, with firm faith. Like Srila Prabhupada, he said, one should become enthusiastic upon hearing that there is a possibility of returning back home, back to Godhead. Now, that means one has to have faith. If you have no faith in something, how can you be enthusiastic for it? If you have no faith, for instance, that it is possible for you to distribute books to conditioned souls, it is very difficult to be enthusiastic for the service. You might think, oh, I can't do it. And you will not make the proper arrangements in your life to try to do it, at least. So, in this, I want to discuss today faith and determination and other points. In this purport, Prabhupada says, anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, you are the same Supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead, is certainly liberated instantly, and consequently his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. Now we all made an experiment. We all said these sentences. You are the Supreme Lord Brahman, the personality of Godhead. And only Bhakta Vatsala felt instant liberation. The others didn't feel it. Why is this wrong? In the next verse, Krishna explains why. Vitaragavayakrada manmayamangupashrita bahavo jnanatapasa putamattavamagata. There's attachment, fear, and anger, which is in the way. You have to be free from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me, Krishna, and taking refuge in me. In this way, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and that they all attained transcendental love for me. In other words, on the way to instant the 40 Yuba Freirung, that is, we have instant coffee and instant karma and instant frustration. There's also something like instant liberation. In order to attain that, you have to make the journey from Adau Shraddha, the beginning is faith, to Nishtha, to steady, unshakable determination. And in this lecture, we want to, on this way, on this journey, you have to learn one important aspect that distinguishes a materialist from a transcendentalist. Do you want to hear that? It will be a little heavy. Self-searching. In the Mundaka Upanishad, the distinction between the materialist and the transcendentalist. The distinction is made that a transcendentalist is able to distinguish Shreyas from Preyas. What is this? Shreyas is what is beneficial for his ultimate success in life. And Preyas is that which seems immediately of importance. For instance, children want to play all day and not go to the school. Right, Ramachandra? Yes, it is confirmed. Now, it is good for the immediate cause to play around. It's heavy to go to school. Therefore, we have to send Ramachandra, who ran away from school, to the Vrindavan Gurukul. Because In life, if you want to do something, you're dependent on information which you have, unless you are a very rare personality, which can be gotten by education. So, a child doesn't see that all this. He doesn't want to go to school. Prabhupada even gave his own example. There had to be two people who just had to carry him into school every day. He wouldn't go otherwise. Certainly a sign of great transcendental intelligence. If I have any good qualities, it is this. I also had to be driven to school, otherwise it wouldn't function. So, but let us stay with the example. You have to learn something in order to reach something in your life. So, the prayers, that is immediate good, that is playing, has to be sacrificed in favor of the Shreyas, what is for your ultimate benefit. And this is what we have to learn in Krishna consciousness. We are sometimes attached to certain activities. Yes. Vita raga bhaya, who we fear to surrender totally. But we have to give up these, you know, prayers, these things which seem to be immediately in our interest, for the Shreyas, if we want to go back home, back to Godhead. If you want to stay where you are, you just need to there is no need to do anything, and you will comfortably fall into the mode of ignorance. But if you want to achieve something in your life, there is a question of endeavor and determination, passing tests. Then only you can change your situation to the better. In this material world, degeneration happens automatically, but elevation has to be done by work or by extraordinary mercy. So, if we want to go the Urdhva-pundra, that's the path of spiritual elevation, that's the path of Krishna consciousness, we have to understand to separate these two, and we have to do it always. In this material world, the material energy is mixed with the spiritual energy. If we don't learn to distinguish the two, it will be difficult. Now, in order to help you, I want to do something which helped me very, very much. I want to do something which will be a little shocking, but also, I hope, of a permanent inspirational value. I want to go with you into your future. Just follow me for 5 minutes. Ten years from now, those who are young and enthusiastic, they thought, woo, we have to cope with the realities of life. I always thought I never would have to marry, get entangled. Here I am, and I have a nice son. It's not so bad after all. Some of you would not be here in 10 years, but repair cars and do other highly valuable activities. 20 years from now, you're slowly getting older. You didn't think it would happen to you. After all, you always thought you were very energetic. there are several problems in the body, and no one wants to sleep next to you because you snore so aggressively. Mm. 30 years from now. This time you have to journey, make a little journey. You are not, you cannot be found in Germany, also not in Europe. Where are you? There our journey brings us to the Yamuna in India. And we see a funeral pyre what stacked on each other. Funeral pyre. What is funeral pyre? Just wood. Piece of wood. You see all your friends around the heap. Some of you, you don't recognize, but others are your God brothers, God sisters. Oh, you also see your spiritual master there. This is a serious gathering. Some of the friends look very shocked. Okay, let us go now to the funeral pyre. Wie sagt man in Deutsch? Beerdigung. Scheiterhaufen. Scheiterhaufen ist zum Foltern da, oder? Auch zum Verbrennen? Den Leichenfeuer. Scheiterhaufen klingt nicht richtig. Das klingt so nach gescheitert. Ja, es ist ja eigentlich ein Scheitern. You look who's on top of that. Oh no! That's my Telo! My belly! You see it? There's no mistake. The big nose is there. Oh no, the eyes are wide open, they look into the undefined future, no answer to the question, what happened. So you hear now how the friends talk about you, and you become a little bit, you become very interested. Finally, the question comes, where is he now? Where is she now? Where has he gone? Where has she gone? And this question is brought to your spiritual master. He is there and he knows the answer. At this point we will leave our futuristic journey, our journey into the future. Now how would you, what would you like the answer to be? Have you ever thought about this? You are young in age. What should he say? Oh, he has taken birth in New York. He's doing rap dancing. Huh? He's in a heavy metal group. He liked so much the Chromex. He heard it when he died. Huh? Oh, he is in love, most probably. He was always so attached to romance. What would you like the answer to be? I mean, we are speaking about the Back to Godhead movement here. If we want that the answer is he or she has gone back to Godhead, then we naturally must work for this. We must prepare now. Your future starts now, this moment. Because Your future is dependent on the preparation which you make. Katvanga Maharaj went back to Godhead in 1 minute because he was prepared. We will also have to prepare ourselves for this crucial moment. Jai Sisi Radha Madan Mohana Ki Jai Hare Krishna. So now the deities are open. Now I will speak again in a conventional way. Then the deities will allow me to continue giving lectures for them. So the process of Krishna consciousness is very easy and very difficult. It becomes very easy if we learn to increase our attachment for Krishna. And it becomes extremely difficult if we do not learn to increase our attachment for Krishna. There are 5 points for someone who wants to go back home, back to Godhead, by increasing his attachment to Krishna. The first is, we must practice devotional service and transcend our material modes, which influence us always, like especially the mode of ignorance and tamas. Ignorance in the life of a devotee means that he loses his understanding that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. We must transcend the mode of ignorance where we begin to identify with our body and mind, even if it is difficult. Second point, which is also raised here, we must hear regularly about Krishna so that we become attracted. Third point, we must try to apply the teachings of Krishna consciousness in our practical life. We must spiritualize our daily life by making a conscious endeavor to practice. First, we must worship our spiritual master. We must learn to follow him and his instructions. And the fifth, we should hear and chant about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are 5 processes which have been delineated in the 4th chapter, in the 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 22. I will not speak here about these processes in great detail, but if you would like to read about them in your private reading hour, please turn to the 4th canto, chapter 22nd, and just go to about, must be about verse 19, around this. There you can find this. See, you can increase your Krishna consciousness if you want it. Prabhupada writes, we can increase our propensity for devotional service. See, now we all have a propensity to eat, for instance, when we are hungry. That's a very natural propensity. Or our propensity is we may like to talk with different people. Someone has a very personal propensity. So there is also you can also win or gain a propensity to increase service for Krishna. And you do it by hearing from realized souls. Prabhupada once said, once was asked, Prabhupada, there are devotees who just want to chant Hare Krishna. And when one asks them, please do some service, they say, no, I do not want to do this. And Prabhupada said, This means they are not chanting properly. Please engage me in your service is actually the meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The natural result of chanting properly is that you want to do service and you feel enthusiastic to do service. So you can increase your propensity to do devotional service by hearing not only the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from realized source. The more, please listen, the more we hear from realized source, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. By just hearing you make advancement in your devotional life. The more we make advancement in our devotional life, the more we become detached from the material world. And the more we become detached from the material world, as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we increase our attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, hearing means more service. More service means advancement in Krishna consciousness. Advancement in Krishna consciousness means detachment from Maya, and detachment from Maya means attachment to Krishna. Thank you. This is our simple process which will help us to become Krishna conscious in this life. It is not difficult. It is not difficult to go back home, back to Godhead. Si si Radha Madana Mohana Ki Jai! Radha Rani has a hand like this. Do you know what this means? Have you seen this? Maybe no one has even seen it. This means blessing. Blessing for going back home, back to Godhead. Krishna wants more than we. And he makes all the arrangements. So, this festival, I feel, has generated a lot of enthusiasm and even clarity in the minds of our devotees. Did you all like the festival? It was, you felt that your spiritual life has, or spiritual understanding has increased? You've made realizations? No? Yes. I think everyone has made realizations. According to the level of Krishna consciousness he or she is on, because this festival was very, spiritually very potent. The devotees learn in our yatra to go to festivals and they help to make the atmosphere just wonderful. Good. I want to end here. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Do you have any questions? The question is how can we avoid to fall into the mode of passion while we are trying to surrender? Lord Kapila Dev speaks about what happens when the mode of passion influences your devotional service. And he says that someone who becomes influenced by the mode of passion develops the desire to enjoy as a result of his service. Devotees who go on Sankirtan know this, that if you distribute nicely and you begin to feel some appreciation for your distribution. I think, well, very good. After all, I mean, I've been on Sankirtan for 4 years now. It should be good. You know, it's going all right. And you begin to enjoy the results of your devotional service. Then everything is just, it just goes away. You have been for your material. It has been said that devotional service, which becomes influenced by the modes of material nature, becomes a means for material existence. In other words, you are no longer on the transcendental platform. Gopalitas, wir beantworten gerade die Frage von Lalita. Du müsstest also ein bisschen warten, bis die Frage beantwortet ist. Dann kannst du mit deiner Frage kommen. 2 Minuten. In other words, you fall from the transcendental platform. This happens sometimes. It won't happen as so often if you learn to increase your attachment for Krishna. Then, when you are more attached to Krishna, then no matter what happens, you just know, it is the mercy of the Lord that I am able to do this. You know philosophically, but also from your own heart, from your own realization, that you cannot control the place of your work. Sometimes you sit before your computer, and although you have computer knowledge, you press the wrong key and then everything is lost, or something happens. You in your endeavors, your knowledge is not so big that you can master all situations. In fact, you see yourself quite helpless. And you understand that only by Krishna's attention and care it is possible for you to function in this world. And I want to give tomorrow a very philosophical lecture about this, which I think might amaze you all. And I want to present some ideas by Sadaputta Prabhu on the question of free will and desire. Very interesting subject matter. So just, you have to, that's why in any service we must chant properly so that our attachment to Krishna comes. We just work and work and work, it won't come, and we will always experience how we are going and then falling down, and then we need to make spiritual holidays for some time, then you know, we again can enter the arena again, knocked down the modes. Maybe some of us have to learn through the hard school until finally they say, I understand, ich verstehe jetzt endlich. It took me 10 years, but now well, we just surrender and do what is told to us. Your question was in our attempt to surrender. Well, if you try to surrender, then do what is the instruction. So, Gopali, jetzt ist das Langweilige zu Ende, jetzt kannst du sprechen.
Yeah. How can we learn to distinguish between this tendency to enjoy